Army Major Nidal Hassan is due in military court today for a hearing to find out whether there's sufficient evidence to try him in the Fort Hood shootings. About 70 witnesses are expected to testify in that hearing. Hassan is accused of killing 13 people and wounding many more. For details on how this hearing is likely to play out, we now turn to CNN's Dick Giuliano. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So why is this called an Article 32 hearing? What exactly is that?
It's actually named for the section of military law that created the hearing and mandates it. And an Article 32 hearing that Major Nidal Hassan will begin today basically is the military equivalent of a civilian grand jury with some noticeable differences. At the military's Article 32 hearing, both the prosecutors and the defense may call witnesses and present evidence, and civilian grand jury, it's all meant to determine whether a trial, or in this case a court-martial, is in order.
Bring us up to speed. Has he entered a plea, or does it work that way in a military court?
Yes, he previously underwent what would be the equivalent of an arraignment and has pleaded not guilty. This is all about determining whether he should be court-martialed. He's been formally charged with 13 murder counts for the November 5th killing spree last year at Fort Hood, in which 12 soldiers and a civilian were killed. He's also charged with 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder for the woundings. And as I say, witnesses will appear. This Article 32 hearing is expected to last a month or longer. Did I mention it's also being held in the public light? We will follow this, and we will hear the witnesses or hear of their testimony, and many of those wounded, in fact, all of those wounded are expected to testify at this Article 32 hearing.
And, Dick, in a case like this, I mean, do we know whether his not guilty plea is by reason of insanity, for example, or are they disputing the facts that he was the person that pulled the trigger?
Well, the defense, we're not that far along in the defense. In fact, just last week on Thursday, Major Hassan refused to take a psychiatric evaluation, which is interesting considering that he is a former Army psychiatrist. But he would not participate in the psychiatric evaluation, complaining about the sanity board that the Army had formed that would determine his sanity for this upcoming legal challenge. So we're not sure what's happening in that regard. I think that the defense has made clear in its public pronouncements, it's out to save his life. We don't know for sure. The Army has not formally said that it will seek the death penalty against Major Nidal Hassan, but there were some indications by Army lawyers early on that perhaps they would, but it's not formally been taken up yet.
Dick Giuliano is with CNN telling us about how this trial is going to play out, or at least how it's going to work today. And you had mentioned that this is all playing out in the public light, that people are going to be aware of how it goes as it goes. Is that unusual for a military hearing?
No, that's the way the Article 32 hearings work. However, the defense, the attorney Galligan, had asked John Galligan that it be closed to the public, but his motion was denied. And of course, the major has a link to this area. Certainly, he was at Walter Reed for a number of years, and he worshipped at Dar al-Hijar Islamic Center in Falls Church, Virginia, where the folks there described him as a loner.
That's interesting because there's also overtones in some of the published emails that have come out, you know, throughout the year since this has happened, that the idea of militant Islam might play into this. Is there any particular security measures that you've noticed around the trial yet that we can see that just to keep that element from coming into what should be a legal trial?
Well, actually, my colleagues from CNN, Chris Lawrence and others who are at Fort Hood, reported during the last of the arraignment process, they had never seen security the likes of what's going on for Major Nedal Hassan. Remember, this is being held, this Article 32, on a military base, so you undergo perimeters of security before you would get anywhere near the courthouse where it's going on, but they said the security around the courthouse was extraordinary. And yes, you're right to point out that the government disclosed that Major Nedal Hassan had been in touch with the radical cleric Alaki, who is also basically blamed for being in touch with the Christmas Day attempted bomber. So, yes, there absolutely are allegations that he has some sort of ties with radical Islamists.
Well, we thank you for that update, and that's going to be a fascinating one to follow. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
CNN's Dick Giuliano giving us the update on the opening day of the trial of Army Major Nedal Hassan.